Welcome to the next edition of Late Night with Burst, where the Burst team has sat down and watched Mean Girls. It was movie night for the team. Very exciting stuff. I have with me Olivia.
Hello.
And Kieran.
Hello.
And of course, I'm Allison. I always forget to introduce myself on these. So Kieran, I'm going to start with you because you've never seen Mean Girls.
Not once, no.
So what did you think of it?
I thought it was a very good film. Actually, a couple of times throughout the film I went, I like this film. I enjoy it. I'm a big fan of Tina Fey, and although I love things like 30 Rock and her stuff on Saturday Night Live, I knew she had made the film, but I'd never seen it. So to actually watch it was a bit of a relief, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool film.
Olivia, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I mean, this is about the 100th time I've seen this film, probably.
Yeah.
And it's always great. It's always great. It never gets boring. Yeah, it's never dull, is it?
Never a dull moment, no. Mm. When did you first see it? Did you see it like right when it came out?
When did it come out? Like 10 years or something?
2004, I think.
Oh, so longer than that. Yeah, I must have seen it in like 2004, 5. How old was it? No, I must have seen it when I was about 13. So a couple of years after it came out.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. I remember I saw it in theaters, and actually I went with a group of friends, and the movie theater had like a fire drill, and so we had to evacuate, and then we couldn't finish it. And so the same group, we ended up going back and having to rewatch it.
Oh.
Yeah. Imagine not watching the ending. You just like, you get to a midway point, like when they find the book.
Yeah.
And you're just like, spoiler alert. And you're just like, well, that's the end of the film, everyone. Leave. Come on. Out.
I think you can tell where it's going. Like every like teen high school film, you know where it's going. It's going to all tie itself up in the end.
With Tina Fey, yeah. I can't tell. I just can't. It could go 100 different ways with her.
It does, but I mean, I say it all ties itself up, but it's different to the normal teen high school American rom-coms, but I don't know how. It's just like imperceptibly slightly more witty.
Yeah, it's wittier, I think. It's definitely a cult film.
And sort of self, it sort of it acknowledges that it is that kind of film.
That's
if it makes
true.
Sense.
That's true.
It doesn't take itself too seriously.
It's very postmodern. The irony of it being a perfect school and there being the jocks, the art jocks.
Is that actually what it's like?
I was just going to ask you guys like if you had any questions, because sometimes I get that a lot where Brits have seen American movies and they are like, is that what high school is really like or anything like that? So I was going to ask if you had any questions like that, but you already do.
After the film, there'll be a Q&A section with our resident American.
We'll have a cultural exchange section. Yeah, is that what it's like? Because, I mean, we obviously have... People have different groups of friends, but it's not that cliquey here, is it?
I don't know.
Cliquey on the island?
On the Isle of Wight, there was the Pokemon card kids. Then there were the chess kids. No, I don't know. I can't really remember it in high school because we all came from different backgrounds. We all liked different music. And we all just sort of got on. The slightly posher, snobbier boys were trying to get with all the females.
And not one particular group of them. Just all of them.
It was such a mix. I mean, I don't know. Mm. I don't know about yourself.
Well, but there was 13 girls in my year, so there wasn't.
Wow.
You really didn't have, and 14 in the other year, so you didn't really have. It was a bad move to be mean to people because you run out of friends really quickly. So yeah, everyone was pretty friendly, I guess.
There was one girl that all the guys were into, and her name I won't name her. I'll say instead her name is Shelley. Actually, that's her real name. There's a girl called Shelley at high school. No, I'm kidding. And all the guys were into her. And you know those things you see in like films where it's like, oh my God, they picked me? She picked me, and I thought it was like one of those weird games. Sort of like, Ooh. Oh, she's picked the nerd. I see
was
how this
her
is
name
going.
Actually Regina George?
It may well have been.
Yeah.
I think Rachel McAdams had actually tried to sneak in and hit on a teenage boy. Well, that sounds awful, doesn't
that
it?
That does sound awful. Don't say that.
Rachel McAdams is lovely.
Yeah.
We don't want to slur her.
No. She picked me and I was just like...
So you're Aaron Samuels in this situation?
Maybe so.
So in the Mean Girls of your life...
In the Mean Girls of my
Aaron
life.
Samuel. Although, I think Aaron Samuels is like pretty popular. I don't think he's...
Oh, no, yeah, he's popular. Yeah. So maybe you're
Cheers.
Kevin.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah,
you're very like... Grateful.
I think you're Kevin.
Kevin Napoor.
I think I am... It's sort of a bit like that, but no, it's not like that at all, actually, is it? But yeah, I thought it was all this elaborate joke, but we spent some time alone and she was really lovely. And then she turned out to be horrible.
Aww.
And I thought, well, no, that can't be the case because she was very nice. No, she just turned out to be very horrible. But I feel like I saw like the diamond inside her.
Yeah. Oh, That's nice.
That's deep. Yeah. Well, and her name definitely wasn't Shelley. Definitely not Shelley. Her name wasn't Shelley.
Or Regina.
Or Regina.
Or maybe it was. Complicated.
Women are very complicated.
I wouldn't worry.
No.
American school, I don't know. There were 1,000 people in my graduating class. So yeah, I went to a very large school, so there wasn't room to have true cliques like that. But I mean, obviously they did happen, but I believe in smaller schools, those cliques were very much like that. And high school was very much the way it's portrayed in films. Yeah, with us, I mean, we had popular people where it's like, everyone might know their name, but you wouldn't know them because there's way too many people. I mean, there were people that walked across the stage that I was like, oh, I've seen you around. I never knew you were in my class. Or, like, literally, I've never seen you in my life. So.
Did you have the cliques of, like, jocks and plastics and art kids and all that?
We didn't have plastics. But, yeah, there was kind of the group of, like, cheerleaders that tend to be the popular girls. And, yeah, the jocks tended to hang out. But it was usually based on, like, what sport they played. And I think that was just kind of natural because it's, like, if you're after school in an activity like dance or theater or football, you're probably going to hang out with those people more and they're probably going to become your friends. Yeah. So I think that was just a natural thing of that happened. But I mean, I personally never struggled because I hung out with like different groups of people that I wasn't always in the same clique. But then I think I also struggled because I didn't have a clique. I kind of did, but our clique had a lot of issues. So I think that's why I hung out with other cliques instead.
Mm.
I was never like one of them. I was just kind of like,
it's a minefield.
It is.
High school.
It is rough.
How do you make a clique in a year with 13 people then?
Well, there was 27 of us all. No, yeah, like 27 all together. There wasn't really. Well, everyone obviously knew everyone else very well. And there would have been. There were popular. Yeah, it just didn't really work with 27 people.
Yeah.
There were, obviously you had your close friends and little groups, but it wasn't.
You could pick, like, 4 popular people out of 27. You can't have, like, a whole...
No.
There can't be 20 popular people, and then the other 7 are just sorry.
Hard luck.
Yeah. Everyone
with such a small sample rate, what defines popular?
Yeah.
Because each kid could be into something different.
That's true.
Their theory of popular could change to the fact that it's just like, it's like a bowling alley where no one settles, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popularity is, I don't know, whether people actually like you or are they just... Or whether you're just the loudest one.
Was there
That's why I'm so well liked, Bill, because I'm just the loudest.
The loudest,
one.
Yeah.
Oh, then I should be really well liked.
You are really well liked.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm here. You're a very nice person.
I'm not.
That said,
I am not.
You will
but
one
thank
day
you.
Kill me. So,
oh well,
could not.
That's how it happened. But
lovely.
Anyways, was there anything else that like struck you about the film where you thought, does that really happen or? That was so synchronized.
Just trying to think. It's so American.
Yeah, it is.
But it's so great.
I love it.
We love that kind of Americaniness.
I think I don't know if I've ever said this before. I've probably said this to you off mic before. But the thing I like about America is that I'm not sure I'd want to be there to live a life in that high school thing the same way you probably wouldn't want to be here to live a high school life. But I enjoy watching it on TV and film.
Yeah.
So I love to be in community. But I really wouldn't want to be in community because it sucks. Same way, I'd love to be in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Those are two very strange things.
Who
to
would
reference.
You be in Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
The cat.
I would be
I
the cat too.
Say the cat.
Oh my gosh! Who yeah. wouldn't
say
be
the
cat?
Is the best.
In the high school theory, you'd have to be a student, wouldn't you? So
yeah.
I mean, I can imagine living the Keenan and Kel or Sabrina the Teenage Witch sister. Some more 90s
That's
comedy
great.
There for you.
I love
lifestyle,
that.
But I wouldn't want to be in it.
I'd
just
be an
want
extra.
Watch it.
No, I don't know.
I'm an extra in life already.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I think I probably would have liked schooling better here.
Do you reckon?
Just uni here as a whole has been much better for me experience-wise than uni was back in the States just because it is just a totally different mindset and I didn't have the same mindset that most people
Oh, really?
Did.
Is there more of a work ethic or less?
No.
Less of a work ethic?
It's just more because... I think now people are really starting to mostly go to schools that are close to some because money-wise, it's better.
Mm.
And then you kind of have the same group of friends that you had in high school that end up going to the same school that you go to. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to get really far away from home, which left me with not many people from my school that went to that uni. And then so I tried to like branch out and make new friends. But that was really tricky without joining like a sorority right away, or something like that, because that's really where people met their friends if they weren't already friends.
What's the whole sorority thing then?
It's Greek life, which basically it's just there's sororities and fraternities, sororities of girls, fraternities of boys. There's different ones. They're all basically the same. Anyone who's in one is going to hate me for saying that. And I was in one, so like I understand there are differences, but really they're built on the same ideals of like that it's either brotherhood or sisterhood. And these are kind of like your people through uni and through the rest of your life, supposedly. But I mean, it's a lot of like, you have to pay dues to be in there, which a lot of people don't like, because it's like you shouldn't have to pay for your friends.
I don't get the whole frat house thing. I don't understand how that comes about. The nearest we've got in here is probably the things like the Bullingdon Club at Oxford and that sort of thing.
Oh my gosh. That's ridiculous, because you have to be invited to that and they check your family tree and your bank statements and everything.
Didn't you say, I remember when, a couple of weeks ago you said that Bullingdon Club was basically a thing which Boris Johnson, David Cameron and George Osborne were in. It's very, very high class.
They have something like that at Harvard, I think.
Yeah, probably.
It's like a secret club.
It's just at Oxford, like one uni.
Yeah.
They sort of smash the place out of restaurants, things like that. But you said they have to eat a whole jar of dry mustard or something like that. Mustard.
Apparently, if they want you in, you can't like ask to join if they've looked up your family. Like you have to have gone to a certain school before you get in. And if they want you in, they'll look up your family tree and make sure that's okay. Make sure your bank's okay. And then they'll go to your room while you're not in your room and they'll trash your room. Like break everything, trash your room. And then they'll be in there waiting for you to get back.
So I wasn't burgled after all. I just invited to Bullingdon. Yeah. It's fine. Sorry,
and then when you get back, they're there waiting with a jar of like mustard powder or something. And if you manage to eat the whole jar of mustard powder, you're in. It sounds awful.
It's kind of what rushing a fraternity is like, from what I've heard. Like, they do really horrible things to you. They make you drink amounts that no person should ever have to drink. And, like, it's really hard to do if you're taking, like, a lot of classes that year. Because, like, us, it's not all planned out for us. It's not like here where this is what you take this year, this is what you take this term. No, it's very much you pick what you want, but you have certain prerequisites that have to be taken. So you just need to plan it out to make sure. But yeah, you pick your classes, you pick the times, you have complete control of that. So if you take a lot of hours one year and then you're trying to rush, that can be really challenging, even for sororities, because I did that. And then there's like just a lot of requirements that you have to meet to be able to join.
See, I'd love to say I'm taking this knowledge from things like, you know, watching documentaries on American universities and studying exactly how the system works. If I'm completely honest, Monsters University, 22 Jump Street, Bad Neighbours, those are my only experiences of how frat houses work.
They're somewhat accurate. I mean, it's not as lavish as some of those, but yes.
Not as lavish as Monsters University, you say?
Well, I haven't seen Monsters University.
Next movie night.
Next movie night, potentially, yes.
Not as good as Monsters, Inc.
But I think I would have liked uni here. I mean, I like uni here better now. Like, I finally got the college experience that I wanted, that I never got in my undergrad.
So that's good.
Yay!
Hooray!
Well, should we start a frat?
Well, it's all men in a frat, isn't it?
We should start, co-ed frat.
A co-ed frat, okay. Great.
Except we don't use Greek letters. We use, like, Russian letters.
Yes, let's do that. Yeah. Let's use some Russian letters.
Epsilon and all that. That's Greek, isn't it?
That is still Greek.
I have no idea.
I don't know. We'll have to ask a Russian. We'll get a Russian on.
We don't know any.
Yes, we do.
Russians are in short supply. Oh, wait, we know about 10.
There's Jane. Yeah. There's Vitaly. Okay,
Nikita.
I know two Russians. I don't know him.
Yeah, it's a friend of Eliana's.
I interviewed him, so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why don't we invite all Russians to come to our
frat? They can each pick a letter.
Yes.
And then we'll have our three letters, and then we'll be good. And then
wear Cossack hats all the time.
Mm. There we go.
You're going for a pint with Putin later, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. What time is that?
That's about 15 minutes.
Need to leave right now. No.
Wrap this up, guys.
I'll leave him waiting.
Pint with Putin.
I'm not going for a pint with Putin. Just like a disclaimer there for everyone. Yeah. Me and Putin are not friends. We're acquaintances.
You're not Wendy Deng. There is no proof. I'd just like to say that's alleged.
It's all speculation.
KGB going to be at our doors tomorrow.
There's people I'd rather go for a pint with than Putin, to be honest.
Okay. So I will start. I'll come back to the film. I'll start with Olivia. What is your favorite Mean Girls quote?
Oh, gosh. So many.
You have to choose one.
I have to choose one. That's really hard. I know.
The clock is ticking.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can't even. I like You Go Glen Coco, but that's just the most obvious one.
It is a great one.
It is a great one. Because you can use it. It's a very versatile quote. Like, you can say it at any point in real life. And
people should understand it.
And if they don't, it doesn't matter.
Well, then you shouldn't be friends.
Obviously not. Yeah. But yeah, no, You Go Glen Coco. And I like I'm not a regular mom, I'm a cool mom.
That's a
not
good
a
one.
Regular mom, I'm a cool mom. And I'm going to wait to be able to say that to my kids. But then they won't get it. Because no. They're not going to have seen
and
me
hopefully
girls.
You're not that kind of cool mom.
I'm going to be a sort of self-acknowledging, ironic, Amy Poehler-esque mom.
But not like she was in Mean Girls.
No.
No, exactly.
No.
Okay.
I think Amy Poehler was probably my favourite character.
Oh, that's good.
I love the Tina Fey.
They're just so good together.
Yeah, they work. They work very well. Yeah, they're not on screen together in the film.
I think I like that better, actually. Mm. Like, I just saw Sisters, and it was okay, but it wasn't Mean Girls.
Sisters?
Yeah, they just did the film. You know how they used to do the SNL skit when they were sisters? It's kind of that, but them all grown up now.
Mm.
But it's kind of not. Anyways, yeah, it just came out.
Oh, okay, right.
So you should check it out if you want to.
I'll check it out.
Kieran, did you have a favorite scene or a favorite quote?
I could say about four or five very good scenes, very funny scenes. The confessions. When Tina Fey's got them all sat down and they're saying this, that, and the other.
Oh, yeah.
There's a girl who confesses that, I mean, it's late night at birth, I think I can say this, that she uses an extra large tampon for heavy flow.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to finish the end of that quote.
No.
But
it makes the head teacher very uncomfortable.
That's it, basically, yeah. I quite like... I think the head teacher, yeah, he was a very funny character. I think there's a line he was saying about which I found very funny, but that's not much of an anecdote. So I'll go with the heavy flow tampon.
Okay.
There's a sentence I never thought of.
There you go. I'd have to say my favorite quote is the one where she says, "You smell like a baby prostitute."
That's great.
Yes, Lindsay Lohan's character. So
lovely.
That's probably my favorite. I've said it multiple times. I know I've told you guys this off mic, but just to kind of share, I don't think they're all made by the same company, but there's someone that went online and found all these mugs that have Mean Girls quotes on them. So things like, "You can't sit with us on Wednesdays, we wear pink." Some that I can't say. Anyways, so there's a whole collection of them that they've compiled and where you can buy them. And I've always wanted to get it. Like, so as soon as I have enough cupboard space, I'll definitely get them and have them. And then whenever someone comes over for like the first time and you make them a cup of tea, if they don't get it, I'll just be like, right, we can't be friends.
After
that would have been
minutes.
Me 3 hours ago, though. So
well, you're good now, so it's fine.
You fixed me.
Yeah, 50% of that audience had not seen that film before.
I know, which
is shocking.
Surprising.
It's such a
I enjoy that.
Classic.
It's a cult film.
It is.
I mean, it's one of those where anywhere you walk around, you feel like you should be able to quote most of the big things from it, and people will be like, "Oh, huh, Mean Girls."
But like, I quote Mean Girls so often, just in life, and it's sort of just becoming.
It does.
It's become part of our.
Our culture, I think.
I would say that. I hadn't noticed that, but to be honest, of course, I wouldn't have done because I hadn't seen the film.
You will
today,
now.
Yeah.
For the next few days, you'll be like, "Oh, that's from Mean Girls."
I can't wait till October the 3rd.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it on
Facebook
that people freak out
on October 3rd?
That was a bit disappointing because I thought that'd be like a whole big scene from it.
No.
But it's literally just
the
on
one
October
day.
3rd. He asked me what the date was. It's October 3rd. Oh,
but they
God,
don't
meme.
Say that. They just say October 3rd.
Americans are weird.
I know, what is this?
I can't trust them.
Just a little point.
I
know.
Form our own
I think I.
Without
I can. I confuse so many people back home because I'll like switch between the way Brits say things and the way Americans say things, whether it's pronunciations or things like that. And it really confuses them. Whereas if I do it here, no one really bats an eye because they're used to the Brit way, but they're also acknowledging that, oh, she's American. She just says that weird.
Over here, we sort of, I'd say we just take on go October 3rd. Okay, well, she's American. We accept that. Whereas if I imagine you go back home and say, it was October 3rd, and they go, all right, Shakespeare.
Yeah. So. Well, see, because if I do it the other, I usually say 3rd October.
All right.
And
okay.
That just messes with people's heads.
That's weird, yeah.
They're like,
3rd of October. The 3rd October.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
See, I don't do it even that proper. I just go 3rd October or 3 October. And it just.
3 October.
3 October.
Oh, that's throwing one out there. Yeah.
3 October. Yeah. I didn't do that.
I don't even think that's anything anywhere.
Don't tell her.
I think I'm just getting lazy.
Just us and the Russians. No, well, what we have.
Just us and the Russians.
Russians.
Yeah. The American will love that, won't they?
Pick your side.
Did someone mention the Cold War up in here?
The Cold War.
Sorry,
we're
very sorry.
It's okay. But we have all your films and movies and TV anyway, so it's Americanism.
Yeah,
too much of a thing.
Russia gave them Battleship Potemkin. I mean.
No, it wasn't what we got from America as opposed to Russia, but why we understand their language. Maybe better than we understand ours.
Yeah,
even though they do love Downton and Sherlock.
And Doctor Who.
And Doctor Who.
I get a lot of people that don't know why I don't like it.
Lufa was very throwaway in its first series over here. It was sort of it's just another British drama. But America loves Lufa.
Does it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Who was it?
I didn't know that.
I'll have to ask all my American
Lufa's
friends now.
Oh, really?
All
Ooh, okay.
Two of them.
Disproved. We'll ask Vitaly and Vladimov. And is that racist?
They like
I hope
Lufa.
That's not racist. Make up a... Russian-esque name. Sorry. Carry
on. Awful. No. I guess, I don't know. What else? What else is there? Mean Girls-wise.
The rise and fall, perhaps, of the actors in the film.
I feel like you're getting really deep in this.
Let's go with Mark Laid and Simon Mayo and
I don't miss to,
analyze.
I'd say it was throwaway trash.
The future careers of everyone.
That's what I mean.
Sorry,
future
really
careers.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
obviously, Lindsay Lohan. Oof.
Yeah.
Sad.
I went to see Lindsay Lohan on the West End about 18 months ago or so, and
doing better?
Well, is it a play called Speed the Plough, which is quite a famous play, and it had Richard Sheaffe in it from The West Wing, and a guy called I can't remember his name, Nigel Lindsay. He's in Alan Partridge's movie, and he's been in things like Four Lions as well, which is an amusing but film. And Lindsay Lohan was very much the third character. She was very much also in this play, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
She is there's only three characters in play and she is the minor character. Yet.
Go back in time about 3 hours when Kieran was like, I've never seen a play. Do you remember that?
Well, that was back on the Friday meltdown.
You've never seen a play.
I just wanted to act working class. Chook.
Okay. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah, and Lindsay Lohan was very, thank you. I think you'll find I'm very posh. Lindsay Lohan was basically the least important person on it. Yet we got to the theatre, it was just like, Lindsay Lohan!
Yeah.
Speed the Plough. It's all very
it's a big name.
Yeah, we get it. It's Lindsay Lohan. Also starring Richard Sheen from Nigel Lindsay. And you're just like, okay, yep, okay, that's cool. I don't know, Lindsay Lohan had a questionable career after that. I think Freaky Friday was just before that, perhaps.
Yeah.
I thought that was all. Is that Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't remember a film I've seen in her in aside Freaky Friday, Mean Girls,
Parent Trap.
Not seen it.
Haven't?
No.
That's great. A great film.
That's the remake.
It's probably the best Lindsay Lohan film.
I say assume she's obviously not around in the 1964 version, but you know.
No, so. She wasn't born yet.
But if you look at those three main plastics, four main plastics as we call them, the two which went on to massive success was Oscar winner Rachel McAdams and Amanda Seyfried.
I love Rachel McAdams.
Oscar nominated.
I hate that she can pull off every hair color though.
She always looks great.
Yeah, she's been red, she's been blonde, she's done brown, she's done dark brown. It's like, what do you not look good in? Just stop.
Nothing.
I know, right?
Kieran, aren't you just so jealous? Haven't you just always wanted to go red?
I tried to go red for an indie gig I went to about 9 years ago, but my parents told me if I want proper red, I'd have to bleach my hair. I was like, no. So it's just auburn.
Oh,
there's
wow.
Photographic evidence somewhere. It's not good.
What was Rachel McAdams a redhead in? I'm trying to think what film it was.
I know she's been a redhead. Mm. What was she in The Notebook?
No, brunette.
Was it light brown?
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right.
That is a rubbish film.
I love that film.
That is
a I mean, as a film, it's silly. It's a silly film.
It is.
But it's very nice girly. Film.
It's okay. It's okay. I think it gets more hype than it deserves.
I sat down
and watched it
with a very good female friend of mine, my sister and my stepmom. And by the end, all three of them were crying. And I sort of like, I had to put my hand up and go, why is this sad? I don't get why it's sad.
I showed it to two friends, male friends at undergrad, and they thought it was for like the next week. They were like, oh, she made us sit through The Notepad. It was awful. And I was like, it's not The Notepad.
Sounds like the Now Show parody of The Notepad. And Sammy threw her phone at me. And missed, thankfully. But yeah. I was like, my stepmom, threw her phone at me.
I think it probably speaks to I don't want to generalise, speaks to a female audience.
Yeah. I'm a fan of James Garner's work, but I thought that was rubbish. But I don't know.
Yeah,
I like Ryan Gosling as well.
It's very sentimental, so if you're the sentimental type of person, you'll enjoy it. If not, then it's not going to be as much your cup of tea. But yeah. Anyways, any other movie suggestions or activity suggestions for other Late Night with Bruce?
I've had two ideas playing on my mind for a while. For a movie, I'd love to show Galaxy Quest. I hadn't said this just before we came on air. I love Galaxy Quest. It's a very funny film. Alan Rickman's in it. I think it's probably Alan Rickman's finest film, if you take away Truly Madly Deeply and maybe the Harry Potters, but I'm not as mad on those. That's why I push. Is he in Sense and Sensibility?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he is.
I've not seen it.
That's my favourite one.
Alan Rickman's in it. It's very good. Tim Allen's fantastic. Sigourney Weaver, Sam Rockwell, Tony Shalhoub. It's a very funny film. It's about five or six guys who used to star on a TV show, which was very much Star Trek-esque.
Yeah.
But it was called Galaxy Quest. And then it ended in the 80s. And now all of them just go around and do conventions. And at a convention, they meet basically very real aliens who have replicated their whole lifestyle and are in their own intergalactic war. So they actually take these guys up to fight this intergalactic war. It's so funny. I've been with Caitlin almost 4 months, and within the first month I put her through it, she loved it.
That's good.
That's a good test. You guys, I think you'll love it.
I'm up for
it. That's my movie recommendation. I think we came up with an idea a few weeks ago. I think questionable morals about it, but I quite like the idea of us going greyhound racing in pools.
I think it'd be. Are we actually going to do the greyhound racing, or are we just watching it?
Well, you can't ride them; they're very weak.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't expect them to be able to carry humans.
We could have a flutter. You're betting, man.
That's where maybe we'd have to raise a question on air of is gambling right or wrong, but I'm not a betting man. I did lose £1 on the Grand National.
I've never gambled and I refuse to. I don't know why. It's just something that I feel strongly about for some reason.
We could go just for the atmosphere.
I think that,
that's
yeah,
what I
exactly.
Think is key.
If
and
we
if
don't,
anyone wants to.
Have
if
a little sweepstake amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Not even that. If we don't raise the question of gambling and we just go to watch, that's interesting.
Thing, yeah. I think there is a case for and against gambling. In something so small scale as Paul Greyhound Track. No offense, Paul Greyhound Track. But it's not the Grand National. But yeah, I think
it's not something we need to raise on the show this. It's just about fun chit chat.
I've never seen greyhound racing as well, so it could be interesting.
Yeah. But none of us are serious hooked gamblers. You know,
if there wasn't, I would say, hey, maybe we shouldn't.
But I mean, we could look at it from a very Guardian Radio 4 thought piece on the greyhounds sort of thing.
Or it could just be like, that was hilarious. Yeah. Let's talk about
lol.
Yeah, exactly.
My Grand National experience this year, I decided I always have to build up the courage to put £1 on the Grand National. But I put £1 on the Grand National this year, which took place a couple of weeks ago now. And my horse was leading with three fences to go. And then the horse just went, oh, I'm bored of this race. See you later, guys. And he trotted off towards the backstage. And sort of looking, going,
backstage.
No. Bye. See ya. See you later. Yeah, gave up on it. Sorry, just that's a tangent. But
no,
yeah.
It's all right. That's what the show's all about.
Greyhound racing.
I like that idea. Olivia, do you have any ideas?
Let's have a think. For a film night, I reckon we should go old, classic, Brief Encounter, something,
Casablanca.
Casablanca.
Some Like It Hot.
We could do Some Like It Hot and Airplane, followed by Casablanca.
My favourite film is Psycho.
Oh, you do really? Horror film?
Yeah. Well,
that's strange because you don't really have those tendencies.
Never.
Not at all.
That shocks me.
But yeah, I don't think it's on Netflix or anything, so I don't know.
But yeah, I think
I'd have to like buy it.
Oh no.
I know, spend money.
Buying.
What?
But yeah, classic Hollywood would be cool. Activity wise, maybe we should do Come Dine With Me. Bring a task cam to Come Dine With Me.
That could be like a late night.
I like that.
Get four of us, or I guess we could work it with seven. And
well, we could see who's up
going pairs.
We could, yeah, we could see who's up for it.
And rather than do four different episodes, we could do like someone does starter, someone does pudding, someone does dessert.
That's true.
I said pudding and dessert. Someone does starter, someone does main, someone does dessert.
Sorry, I thought you were going for two desserts, and I was more than happy with that.
I usually do.
Someone can do it. If someone's like really good at making fancy cocktails, they could do that.
Someone could do drink. Someone could do.
Yeah, and then you could do starters, and then.
They always have entertainment, yeah. Don't they?
Yes. Okay. Someone could do the entertainment.
Someone can host it at their
and some
place.
Host it.
I'll do a comedy night. Right. So, what's your name? Leanna. Right. And where have you come from? This is your flat. All right. Okay. Sorry.
That'll be
yes,
fun.
I do want dessert. Yes, please. Oh. Please keep me.
I think we should pull everyone's name out of a hat to determine their role at Come Dine With Me. Hmm. So you couldn't be like, oh, I'm good at this. I'll do this. No, no.
But, well, I don't know. I think in a sense there's, you know, were starter or main to be done by one of us, we would have to obviously stipulate that we can't have meat or so.
Yeah, yes, I would probably, I probably wouldn't set it up that way. I'd probably say, like, if you can do this, you should do this. Mm. Just because I'd probably, like, vouch to cook the main if everyone was cool with it.
Sounds good.
Just because then I could make it. I'd know I could eat it. And as long as no one else has food allergies,
yeah,
we're good.
I'll do starter.
Okay.
I'll do...
It's already done. We're settling it right now.
Okay, cool. I'll do dessert. Bagsy dessert.
All right.
Well, there you go.
I'll just need a list of what
can
people
we,
are
can we write
to.
The others up for other things?
Yeah. Okay, Jasper's on entertainment.
I think Jasper would be good at cocktails.
Oh, Jasper would do
because
cocktails.
He does his own papaya mix.
Yeah, really? He juices stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Which I tried. I just bought a juicer.
So if we add absinthe to that or like some frosty jacks.
Absinthe and oh.
That is risky.
We could have a proper absinthe. 1920s Parisian.
Yeah. I'll bring the snack.
Fab that.
No, thank
That'd
you.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, something we can think on more, but I want to thank you guys for coming out, watching the film.
Thank you for having us.
Chatting
and hosting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yay. I was happy to see you as well.
All right. Well, have a wonderful evening and good night.
See you.
Bye.